Hello, welcome to another edition of Around Town. I'm your host, Larry Crippen, along with you with a program that is going to shed light on what's going on in the city of Huntsville. We have no less the mayor of the city of Huntsville with us to talk about what's going on in the city, Mayor Andy Broniger. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back again here. All kinds of things are going on. We recently had a pretty big storm here in the Huntsville area, and I understand a declaration of disaster was made.
No, that's correct. The emergency declaration was made. We send that to the state. Of course, the mayor has to sign that to get that process going. But what that enables us to do is to access any help that the state may have available for us to overcome the expense of the disaster and to help people put their lives back together.
And can people go to the city's website to report damages?
Yes, they can. You'll have to kind of navigate the website, and you may need some help doing that, but you can do that, yes.
And also, something that's coming up right now, and has been for the past several months, is inflation. How much is inflation now affecting the city's next budget?
It has a big effect, Larry, and some of the costs that we anticipated in last year's budget, when it got down to it, because of the supply chain interruptions that the pandemic created, we found that the inflation estimates that we originally had in the budget weren't high enough. And we're having to deal with that now. Hopefully, and I got my fingers crossed, that as the supply chain comes back to a reality, and as the prices adjust themselves and hopefully come down, that any estimate we put on our budget this year as far as inflation will be more than adequate to cover that cost.
The council recently entered into a guaranteed maximum price amendment recently with the Christensen Building Group for a new city hall. Can you comment on that, and at what stage is the new city hall right now?
Yeah, the new city hall was the last piece of the bond issue, that the voters voted on, overwhelmingly approved about 5-6 years ago. And the one piece of that bond issue that we've had to navigate very carefully is the new city hall. And we have probably cut about $2 to $3 million off of that project from the original estimate that the architects gave us. Anywhere we could save money, we tried to cut it. And this also is a result of the pandemic and the supply issues that a lot of these construction people have had to face. In employment, employees are tough to come by still, and good employees, and so they've had to pay extra wages and to maintain their workforce, and so this all kind of came about, and we faced that mainly with the construction of the new city hall. But it's well on the way. The old city hall has been devastated. You won't see it anymore. And the ground has been prepared. They're doing all the utility work right now. So I suppose within the next couple of weeks, you'll see a new slab being poured out there for the new three-story city hall building, which I think the citizens of Huntsville are really going to enjoy.
I know as our city is growing, the subdivisions keep being built. Is that attracting a lot of people?
It is, Larry. And it's interesting when you look at what kind of people are being attracted. The majority of our new people are coming out of the Houston area, and they're people that are looking for a lifestyle that Huntsville offers. And so a lot of the new subdivisions are geared with homes that attract that almost retired or retired community. And I think that's wonderful that we could be recognized as a great place for older people to come and buy their home and live. And so we are actively working about 3 or 4 major subdivisions right now in and around the Huntsville area. And the only problem it creates for the city is that we have to make sure our infrastructure can keep up with this growth, which we're actively attacking right now.
And as we grow, Andy, would you welcome manufacturing companies to Huntsville? And are there any plans for an industrial park in Huntsville in the future?
We would. We're actively going after manufacturing type jobs that we can bring to Huntsville. And we have some incentives that we can offer some of these companies when they bring good paying jobs to Huntsville. The area out behind the new police station, it was about 100 acres, if I recall. And we have that land available. The city owns that. So we can be very attractive to a manufacturing plant for a location by offering them a incentive-type pricing on that land. We also, you know, it's all about jobs, Larry. And so we probably have gone a little bit negative on offering any kind of incentives to retail growth. I'm not saying that we wouldn't, but we want to take our incentive dollars and aim them more at manufacturing and job growth in the Huntsville, Walker County area.
One of the issues around town, of course, is traffic flow. Are there any plans for improving the traffic flow in Huntsville?
Well, I would ask the public to be patient. You know, we're all watching the I-45 construction and the bottlenecks that we see now in the Huntsville area. We're hopeful that those bottlenecks will be improved by the construction when they get the I-45 construction completed. I know that some of them will be. And so we're kind of right now doing a wait and see. Let's see what the I-45 new construction is going to do to alleviate some of our bottlenecks that we currently have in Huntsville. So I think you'll see improvement. Will it be enough? We hope so. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, Mayor of Huntsville, Andy Broninger, thanks for being our guest.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Anytime.